And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Mark Markopoulos. This spring, a North Carolina Senate committee, chaired by Senator Bill Rabin, voted to do away with the highly successful renewable energy incentives that had helped make alternative energy one of the few growing sectors of the state economy during the meltdown years. The odd thing about the vote was that it was done by voice vote because Chairman Rabin knew from previous votes that an actual vote count from the committee would fail to kill the successful program. So they had a voice vote. After the yelling subsided, the chair decreed that the committee had voted in favor of killing the beneficial program and refused to count the individual votes. A group of adults charged with making decisions on behalf of the best interests of the citizens of North Carolina willfully refused to count the votes because they just wanted it to go their way. I fumed against those low-down, cheating Republicans. Then I learned that when Senator Mark Bassnight, Democrat from Dare County, was president pro tem of the Senate, this sophomoric steamrolling was common practice. Recently, I learned that our Democratic Senator Kay Hagan has teamed up with Richard Burr to support gutting parts of the very successful and locally supported compromise agreement to manage beach driving in the sensitive coastal habitats of the Cape Hatteras National Seashore on the Outer Banks. The agreement to protect turtle and shoreboard habitat while allowing ample access to the beaches for recreation has been accepted by an overwhelming majority of local residents, summer vacationers, and seasonal fishermen. In the words of the old song, "Don't mess up a good thing." Just a few weeks ago, the State House had the opportunity to vote yay or nay for Governor McCrory's choice to head the public staff, a unique agency of state government that is charged with representing consumers and ratepayers in matters before the Utility Commission. McCrory's choice was Chris Ayers, a guy who spent his entire career as a lawyer representing utilities. The vote was 112-4. Only Representatives Michaud and Lupke from Durham, Representative Pricey Harrison from Greensboro, and our own Verla Insko voted against this appointment. 39 Democrats voted for McCrory's guy. Are you kidding me? They gave up a golden opportunity to put a frame on McCrory's unabashed support for big business at our expense. To add insult to injury, our newest Orange County representative, Valerie Fouché, who campaigned on a progressive resume, voted for McCrory's inside guy. This is cut and dried, folks. Not controversial. You vote for the fox guarding the hen house or you don't. Fouché's lack of a moral compass reveals that she is just another garden variety politician hoping for future campaign bucks from the powerful utilities. As the Moral Mondays movement advances, we need to remember that this is about way more than just opposing the Republicans. If we don't raise the bar on their Democratic challengers, we'll end up stuck with worse than mediocre candidates like Hagan and Fouché. This is Mark Markopoulos.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue.
The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL.